stopping by every time at Sac and Fox Trading Post and Reserve and the Sac and Fox Truck Stop south of Fairview on Highway 75.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast. A heat advisory will go into effect here this afternoon. Looking at a hot, muggy one ahead for us here for this afternoon. With highs getting up right around about the mid-90s and a warm front pushing through the area. A lot of moisture coming in from the Gulf, so we'll have that mugginess here for today. We do have a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms coming in here for tonight, though, along this warm front that's pushing through the area. Even warmer for the next couple of days, getting into the mid-90s this afternoon. Upper 90s around 100 here for your Tuesday until Wednesday, and then back into the mid to low 90s for the second half of the work week ahead. A forecast here for this afternoon, sunny skies, high in the mid 90s. South winds around 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight's slight chance for showers and storms late, partly cloudy, a low near 74. Tuesday sunshine, a high of 99 degrees. Wednesday sunshine, a high of 100. Thursday mostly sunny, high around 93 degrees. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Double A State Tournament Championship here on a Monday morning in Concordia. Brandon Tamman and Seth Tollefson with you on 103.9 FM KNZA, and proud to bring you this championship here today between the top two teams in this tournament. Number one, Iola, the two-time defending champs, and number two, Hiawatha. Let's get you the starting lineups in this championship. Now, Hiawatha has to win back-to-back games to claim the championship. If Iola wins this first game, then they will be crowned the champion for a third consecutive summer. So let's get into it. We will start with Hiawatha, post 66, 29-11 as they enter this championship here today. They'll go like this in this first matchup. Josh Smith at second base. He'll lead it off. Cooper Jacobson will get the ball on the mound. He will bat second. Ashton Rocky in center. He'll bat third. Sam Dunn, the shortstop in the cleanup spot. Caden Smith at first base. He bats fifth. Brant Barnhill in right. He bats sixth. Lucas Lancaster, the catcher, batting seventh. Cooper Wishrup in left, batting eighth. And Gannon Becker rounding it out, batting ninth, and at third base. And we'll get Iola's lineup once we get to the bottom of the first. But the championship here in the AA level for American Legion Baseball is underway. And the first pitch to Josh Smith is a swing and a miss for strike number one. Brandon McCarnon is on the mound pitching for Iola, the two-time defending champs, looking for a three-peat. Quickly, no balls, two strikes here on Smith. This is the second meeting between these two in this tournament. Fastball low, one ball, two strikes. Boy, a wild one yesterday. These two teams met in the semifinals, 13-10. Iola won it. And then Hiawatha backed their way in to this championship, having to knock off Corning in the late one last night. Now two balls, two strikes here on Josh Smith, and that next pitch outside, ball three. So after falling behind 0-2, Smith now works it to a full count. Carnan working very quickly. He is a left-handed thrower. Smith, a right-handed hitter. Now it's hit to the left side and inside the third base line, and it is a fair ball. Smith, a long turn at first to hold there. So what a battle to start. Josh Smith going down 0-2. He works it to a full count. And a line drive, fair ball just inside the third base line. And Hiawatha, a leadoff single here to begin the game. That brings up the pitcher in, Cooper Jacobson, who bats from the left side. He was 1-for-4 with a single and a run last night in the game against Corning. 0-for-3 in the game against Iola. That first pitch low and outside for ball number one. Defensively for Iola, behind McCarnon, Isbell at third, Cloud at short, Ellis at second, Doherty at first. Balafis is the catcher. Page in left, Summer in center, Weir is in right. Next pitch called strike number one. One ball, one strike here to Cooper Jacobson. Josh Smith at first, nobody out. These two teams have combined for 59 wins. One of the top two teams coming into this tournament, and fitting these two meeting the championship here today. Two balls, one strike here on Jacobson. Hiawatha seems to be fairly patient in the early going at the plate, and another one low and inside, three balls and one strike. Hiawatha led Iola by two runs in the bottom of the sixth last night in the semifinals, but Iola put up five runs in that bottom half and will go on to win 13-10. So Hiawatha certainly wanting a little redemption here in the championship. Foul ball there by Jacobson. Count runs full again. Three balls, two strikes, one on, nobody out. Just getting going top of the first. McCartan's pitch is a swing and a miss, and he got Jacobson to swing at one on the outside corner. And that is the first outs of the game.
Number eight, Ashton Rocky.
Here's Ashton Rocky, the center fielder. He has had not just a dynamite season, but a fantastic tournament. Two hits against Iola in the game last night. He also had a single and a couple of runs scored in the win over Corning. And now he lifts this one in the air. Center field backing up is Summer towards the gap. Still backing up. He will not get there. And that baby is up against the wall. It just kept going and going and going. And now they're going to round Smith. And now he puts the brakes on quickly. That was a great throw in by Cloud from really shallow left center field to keep Josh Smith at third. But a double for Rocky. And now second and third and just one out. Hiawatha cooking here in the bottom, or I should say the top of the first inning. Beg your pardon. Boy, off the cusp, it looked like a routine fly ball, but Summer and center just kept running and running and running. It landed just shy of the fence in front of the 360 sign. So a big chance for Hiawatha to get on the board first. Second and third, one out. Here's Dunn. Takes one low for ball one. All white jerseys for Iola. Red tops, gray pants for Hiawatha. There's a check swing on a pitch that was high, and Dunn did go around, so now one ball, one strike. A single by Josh Smith, a double by Ashton Rocky. Fastball high, missing there. Two balls and one strike. And sandwiched in between there, the low now. Cooper Jacobson striking out. Josh Smith at third, Ashton Rocky at second. One out, no score, top one. This championship game here today. Hiawatha needing to win this one to force a winner-take-all. Game number two. Next pitch is outside. Three balls and one strike. A walk would load the bases. Pitch by McCarnan. It is in there. Called strike. We've seen it all weekend on three-ball counts where they assume it's ball four and the umpire with a kind of delayed call. But now it's a full count. Three and two. The pitch. Swing and a miss. What a comeback there for McCarnan getting his second strikeout. Now it's up to Caden Smith. Two on, two outs. And Smith, a dynamite day yesterday. Two for three with a couple of singles, two RBIs in that first meeting with Iola, and then two more hits, a couple of singles, and three driven in the win against Corning. And now he takes a fastball knee high for strike number one. Love to continue that stretch and get Hiawatha on the board, but McCarnan trying to get his way out of it. There's a foul ball. Good cut, but right back into the net. And quickly, Caden Smith down, no balls, two strikes. It is the lightest day in terms of wind we have had since Friday. Certainly a little bit calmer. There's a good eye there, pitch a little inside. And here on Caden Smith, one ball, two strikes. Runner at second is Rocky. Runner at third, Josh Smith. Two outs, a 1-2 count. Top of the first, Hiawatha trying to strike first, and the pitch is just fouled away. Got a piece of it. And Caden staying alive here at one ball, two strikes. Overcast conditions. We had a little bit of rain here this morning. When that wind does blow, it certainly feels very nice for the most part. They moved the game time up with the heat advisory later this afternoon. Here's the pitch, and got him, a swing and a miss. Got him with an off-speed pitch. So McCarnan strikes out the side, and Hiawatha strands two in scoring position. The AA state championship game here today. Scoreless through half an inning.
Working together, securing tomorrow. That's Maximum Insurance, an independent insurance agency with offices in Hiawatha, Horton, and Atchison. Online at MaximumInsuranceLLC.com.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball, it's presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. Brandon Tam and Seth Tollison with you here on 103.9 Championship Monday. Hiawatha and Iola, AA champion will be crowned in American Legion Baseball. Right now, no score. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Number one, Iola, the defending champs, post 15, a record of 30-6. Corbin Cloud leads it off. Blake Ellis to follow, Rogan Weir after that. Rest of the lineup, Trey Summer, Brandon McCarnan, Grady Doherty, Tyler Isbell, Logan Page, and Avery Blothis. And the lefty, Cooper Jacobson, gets the ball in this must-win game for Hiawatha to force a winner-take-all game number two. So again, Iola 3-0 entering today, Hiawatha 3-1. That one loss to Iola, 13-10 final in the semis. Last night, Hiawatha beat Marysville 6-4 in the first round on Friday. Saturday, they beat Smith County 8-5. Lost Iola 13-10, and then the win over Corning last night to get to this game, 7-6 that final. Iola 3 wins, 8-0 over Norton on Friday, 7-0 against Concordia on Saturday, and 13-10 the winner again on Sunday against Hiawatha. So Jacobson sets, left foot middle of the rubber. And we'll fire to Corbin Cloud, and the first pitch in the bottom of the first is outside for ball one. Corbin Cloud in the game against Hiawatha, 1-for-3, couple of walks and a single. And he takes one that clips the outside corner, 1-ball, 1-strike. That 8-0 win in the first round for Iola on Friday against Norton was a no-hitter. Hiawatha, the first team in 3 games here to score a run on this Iola team, who comes in with a record of 30-6. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's the pitch, and it's lifted high in the air. Shallow, shallow center field. Rocky, as good as anybody, closing the gap, and he'll make the catch for out number one.
Number 4, Blake Ellis.
Here's the second baseman, Blake Ellis. Ellis had a monster game against Hiawatha last night, 3-for-4. 2 singles, a double, a sac fly. He drove in 2 and also scored 2 runs. He bats here in the bottom of the first, no score. Bases clear, 1 out. The all-white USA-themed jerseys for post 15. There's a called strike on the outside corner. No balls, 1 strike. Iola defeated Concordia last year on this field to claim what was their second straight state championship. Another one lifted out to center field, bending towards the gap, and you guessed it, Rocky moves a couple steps to make the catch. Just like that, a couple of flyouts to Rocky, and 2 up, 2 down pretty quickly. Here's the right fielder, Rogan Weir. Bases empty, 2 down, no score, bottom one. Double-A state championship here today. We started Friday afternoon, and we conclude here on Monday afternoon. So thanks to everyone hanging with us all weekend. Shout out Corning, got a game away. Hiawatha knocked him out last night. It was an incredible ride for both of these teams, and Hiawatha an opportunity here. 1-ball, 1-strike, now the count on Weir. Jacob's in a good groove here to start the game. He'll kick and deal. Fly ball to the right side, but that will get out of play and into foul territory. 1-ball, 2-strikes. A couple of flyouts to Rocky. First 2 outs of the game. And Jacobson trying to go 1-2-3, bends it in there, and a ground ball left side. Becker fields, fires, and off the bag, safe. The throw was wide. It was fielded as well as you could field it by Becker, but the throw pulled Caden Smith off first. That'll be an error, and the inning continues. So that'll bring up the center fielder, Trace Summer. 1-for-4 against Hiawatha, RBI double last night. He was also hit by a pitch, and now let's hope this error doesn't cost Hiawatha here in the first. Here's the pitch. Good off speed. Swung on and missed. Strike number one. We're at first, two down. No score, bottom one. State champion here will be crowned today. Oh, went for the high fastball and caught nothing but air. Quickly, no balls, two strikes. And nice comeback here. If he can come back with a three-pitch strikeout, let's see if he can do it. Lefty Jacobson, good look at first and deals. Swing and a miss, and it hits the dirt. We'll throw it down to first, and that will get away. And that will continue the inning again on an air. Wow. It was an off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. It hit the dirt. Lancaster had to throw down to first to complete the out, and he sailed it into right field. And now Weir goes first to third, and now two errors. And Iola with two outs, they have him at the corners. Here is Brandon McCarnon, who had three hits against Hiawatha last night. All singles, he drove in two and scored a run. Here's the pitch, and he rips it to the right side, but on a high hop, fielded, Josh Smith, late throw, and got him in time! Boy, that was a bang-bang play at first, but Smith gets it to Smith to get out of that jam. We still got a score, of 0-0. So a wild ending to that inning, but Hiawatha gets out of it. We go to the second inning here on KNZA.
Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand. With so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today at the Hiawatha Creamery and treat yourself.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Oh, got a little dicey in the bottom of the first inning for Hiawatha's defense. A couple of two-out errors putting two runners on for Iola, but Josh Smith making a nice play at second base to get out of that jam. So no score. Top of the second we go. McCarnon back on the mound for Iola post number 15. And here's Brant Barnhill. Takes a called strike number one on the inside corner. Barnhill followed by Lancaster and Cooper Wishrup here in the top of the second. Now he watches another knee-high fastball go right by, and it's quickly no balls, two strikes. Barnhill in the game against Iola last night, 1-for-2 with an RBI single, and just like that, a swing and a miss and three pitches, and down he goes. And that is four strikeouts already for McCarnon. He has got a quick pace to him on the bump. He is also a left-handed thrower, just like Jacobson for Hiawatha. So we got two lefties on the mound here to start. Here's Lancaster, first pitch a little bit low for ball one. Lancaster 1-for-3, a single and a walk and an RBI in the 13-10 loss to Iola yesterday. And now he takes another one in there for a called strike. And it is 1-1. McCarnon's pitch, a little bit inside, had to jump out of the way of it. And it's 2-1. Wishrup to follow. Here in the top of the second. Hiawatha needs this one to force a winner-take-all game number two here today. If Iola wins this one, they will be crowned the champs for a third consecutive summer. Three balls, one strike now the count. McCarnon's pitch taken all the way for a called strike, and it's now full at 3-2. Once again, Lancaster had a slight lean to first. He thought it was ball four. It was not. Now he takes one a little bit low. Ball four. There's a one-out walk for Lancaster.
Number five, Cooper Wishrup.
Here's Cooper Wishrup starting in left field. Iola, a record of 30-6. Hiawatha, a 29-11 record coming into this matchup. Hiawatha had runners at second and third with just one out after a single by Smith and a double by Rocky. A back-to-back strikeouts by Dunn and Caden Smith ended that threat pretty quickly. Again, McCarnon has recorded all four outs via the strikeout. Lancaster at first. They will throw it that way, and the throw is wide. And Lancaster, or I should say Thonen now, who is the courtesy runner for Lancaster, goes darting up to second base on the wild throw. That is an E1 in the first error against Iola. So a runner in scoring position with one down. Now the first pitch to Wishrup is in there for a called strike. Wishrup 0 for 4, reached on an error and scored a run against Iola last night. Stands in tall from the right side. McCarnon's pitch is lifted out of play, foul. And it's one ball and one strike. Gannon Becker to follow. Wishrup 1 for 2 with a single and a couple of walks in the late game against Corning as well. The 0-2 just caught a piece, fouled it away, stays alive. Or correction, now it's one ball and two strikes, beg your pardon. The catcher in Blothis going out there to have a one-on-one discussion with his pitcher, McCarnon. Two-strike count. Thrown in the courtesy runner at second base with one down, no score, top two. McCarnon looks back, now delivers, and it's a ground ball and a diving stop by the third baseman, Isbell, and now he's got Thonen in a pickle between second and third, and he gets it to third. The tag is applied, and he is out. That was an incredible play by Isbell at third, diving to his right, getting it on a high hop, and instead of making the throw to first, he got Thonen in a pickle. They get the lead run, and there are two outs. So Wishrup at first base with two down. That's more than likely saved a run. Here is McCarnon's pitch to Becker, and it's in there for a called strike.
Number 19, Gannon Becker.
Becker 1 for 3, a single and a sack fly against Iola yesterday. And he swings and misses at that one, and quickly he is down 0-2. Two outs, runner at first, no score. Top of the second inning here in Concordia. McCarnon's pitch is a swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. Well, McCarnon's looked good and got some good defense there by Isbell, potentially saving a run. 1.5 in the books. No score in this championship game.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball Championship game here in Concordia, AA level. It's brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home but far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu and then Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Two teams remain, and it's the top two. Number one, Iola, back-to-back state champions, looking for a three-peat. Number two, Hiawatha, no score, bottom of the first. Jacobson back to work. Doherty steps in to lead it off, and the first pitch is outside for ball one. A couple of two-out errors by Hiawatha gave Iola a chance in the first, but Josh Smith made a nice defensive play to get Hiawatha out of that jam. So still scoreless, as we are still very early. Hiawatha needs to win this game to force a winner-take-all game two. Off-speed low there for Jacobson. Now two balls and two strikes. Grady Doherty, the first baseman. In the game last night, he walked twice. He was hit by a pitch, and his lone hit was a double, and he scored two runs. 2-1 by Jacobson, fouled straight back, and it's two balls and two strikes. Doherty will be followed by Kyler Isbell and Logan Page in this bottom of the second inning. 2-2 in the dirt. And it's three balls and two strikes. Overcast conditions, certainly the best day for baseball to this point. I mean, every day's been nice. It has just been very hot. There is a ground ball. Sam Dunn at shorts on a high hop. Nicely done for out number one.
Number eight, Tyler Isbell.
Dunn is good as anybody in this tournament at that hot position in the infield. Makes a nice throw there to Caden Smith, out number one, and here is Kyler Isbell. Bats on the right side, slight bend to the knees. Jacobson's first pitch is lifted high in the air, left side, playable, foul territory. Lancaster trying to get under it, and he does, makes the nice catch. And just like that, two up and two down. Here's the left fielder, Logan Page. Page against Hiawatha last night. Couple of walks, a sac fly, a run scored, and an RBI. He will bat from the left side. Plays back and up in the box. Left-on-left matchup here with two outs. Bases clear in the bottom of the second inning. Jacobson's first pitch runs a little bit inside. One ball, no strikes. Logan Page, number eight in the Iola order. Here's a ground ball, high chopper to the right side, and it stays fair. Caden Smith fields it and does the damage himself. Beautifully done. A ground out, a pop out, and a ground out. And Jacobson sits down Iola, 1-2-3. No score through two here in this championship game on KNZA.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or skyviewequipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out.
Kansaland Radio.
Both teams have had some opportunities here in the early going, but still donuts on the scoreboard here in Fairview. How many Holtown's vehicles have you seen today? I want to thank Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Also want to thank Kind TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Top of the order, top of the third. Here is Josh Smith. Takes the first pitch low from McCarnan for ball number one. He singled in the first. Hiawatha had second and third. And one out, back-to-back strikeouts ended that threat in the top of the first. Now it's 2-0. Here's McCarnan's delivery. That one is in there for a called strike. And it's two balls and one strike. Works quickly, and it hits slow roller. Second base, could be a tough play. Ellis Fields fires, and not in time. He beat out the throw. I think Ellis made the mistake of not charging that ball. He waited for it, And Josh Smith, too much speed, an infield single. He is 2 for 2, and Hiawatha has their leadoff man on here in the third. Here is Jacobson, strikeout victim in his first at-bat. McCarnon has been dealing 5 strikeouts here through 2 innings. Josh Smith at first, nobody out, still looking for our first run of the game. He will show bunt, puts it down, but popped it up and foul behind home plate. No balls, 1 strike. They were talking about potentially maybe a little shower or two during this game. Again, we are overcast skies, but knock on wood, nothing quite yet, but they weren't thinking of it as anything significant. There's the bunt put down, the throw to first in time. So Jacobson does his job. The sack bunt gets Josh Smith up to scoring position with 1 out. And that'll bring up Ashton Rocky.
Number 8, Ashton Rocky.
So here is Rocky, launched a double to the gap in left center his first time up. Now Josh Smith, second base, 1 down. No score, top 3. McCarnon looks back at second, now throws it back that way. Smith back in safely. So the two Hiawatha players currently out there, responsible for the 3 hits here early in this game. McCarnon sets and fires to Rocky. Took a little off, and it's high for ball 1. One ball, no strikes, 1 outs. Hiawatha, base hit away from potentially taking the lead. Another 1 outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Iola post 15, 30-6. Hiawatha, a 29-11 record. Now this is lifted out in the air towards left field, backing up his page, and he won't get there. And Hiawatha is going to take the lead. And a second consecutive double by Ashton Rocky. He is cooking here in this championship. And Hiawatha takes the 1-0 advantage. A frozen rope over Page in left field, and it one-hops the fence. Josh Smith, 2 singles. Ashton Rocky, 2 doubles, now an RBI. And it's 1-0 here in the top of the third. Now a runner at second, still only 1 out for Sam Dunn. McCarnon's first pitch is low for ball 1. We have finally gotten the goose eggs off the board. There's a 1-0 by McCarnon. Little low and outside, gets away. That's a pass ball, and Rocky, too much speed. He gets to third without a throw.
Batting for Hiawatha, number 10, Sam.
Right now, Dunn the advantage at 2 balls and no strikes. 90 feet away from a 2-0 lead. Here's the pitch. Hit high in the air, right side, but foul. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Little small ball, allowing Hiawatha to get on the board first. Josh Smith the single. Jacobson moved him over with the bunt. And then the double by Rocky brought him in for the 1-0 lead. That next pitch is high. Dunn the advantage. 3 balls, 1 strike. Caden Smith on deck. McCarnon sets and deals. And it's hit high in the air, right field. It should be enough to get Rocky in. Backing up his weir, he makes the catch. Here comes Rocky. And, in fact, it does get the run in. A sacrifice fly, productive at bat for Sam Dunn. And Hiawatha post 66, now a 2-0 lead. Here's Caden Smith, 2 down, bases empty. RBIs by Rocky and Dunn here in the top of the third. First pitch by McCarnon is a little bit outside for ball 1. Caden struck out swinging his first time up. That ended the first. Now he hits this one well. Right field, backing up his weir, looking up, and it one hops the fence. Caden Smith rounding. And right now, we're having trouble picking it up, but Caden will stop at second base with a 2-out double. Fans loving his celebration at second base after that hit. The wind is not a factor today as it had been all tournament long. It is as calm as can be. He gave that one an absolute ride to the opposite field. 2-0 our score, still batting Hiawatha in the third. Caden Smith at second base, first pitch here to Brant Barnhill, a little bit high for ball one. Hiawatha needs this game to force a winner-take-all after it. Carnan's next pitch, belt-high fastball, one ball, one strike. Iola sets with McCarnan and deals. Nice off-speed pitch, been in there for strike number two. So Barnhill's got to protect. He struck out his first time up. McCarnan has struck out five here in the early going. Inside, good eye there. And evened up, two balls and two strikes. Two extra base hits in this inning, three overall. 2-0 lead. Here's a ground ball, slow roller. Isbell has it, and he makes a nice throw to first in time for the out. An RBI double by Ashton Rocky and a sacrifice fly by Sam Dunn. And Hiawatha, 2.5 in, out to a 2-0 lead.
Hey, Hiawatha. Want lightning fast fiber internet? Now is the perfect time to switch. Enjoy the most enhanced network available and save $10 off your monthly bill for the rest of the year. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value, supports remote work, education, and entertainment. If you haven't already scheduled your fiber install, now is the time. Currently booking September installation. Don't wait. Call us today at 800-892-0163.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years experience, commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron and McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. They sponsor our player of the game, so we appreciate that. Very, very much. It's the championship game here in Concordia, AA American Legion Baseball Tournament. Top two teams right now, Hiawatha. RBIs in the top of the third by Ashton Rocky and Sam Dunn. And Hiawatha, a 2-0 lead as we go to the bottom half of inning number three. Avery Bloffis, the catcher, number nine in the order, leads it off against Cooper Jacobson, who has been solid here in the early going. A must-win game for Hiawatha to force a winner-take-all championship game. Right after this, Viola wins, and the tournament is over, and they will be the three-time defending champs. A 2-0 Hiawatha, a 1-0 is in there for a strike, and it's one ball, one strike. Bloffis, 1-for-3, a single, a walk, an RBI, and two runs scored in the game last night, and there's a pitch outside, two balls and one strike. So 9-1-2 in the post-15 order, Cloud to follow, Ellis after that. And then Weir, if one of those two, or one of those three, I should say, are able to get on. 2-1, high pop-up, right side in the infield. This is all Josh Smith at second, edge of the grass, backing up a couple of steps, and he makes the catch for out number one. So back to the top of the order, second time through. Here's Corbin Cloud. He flew out to Rocky in center. His first time up. 2-0 Hiawatha here in the bottom of the third. Base is empty, one down. Jacobson, a nice groove here early. Fires it in with the sidearm with the left, and it's outside for ball one. Jacobson likes the first sign and deals. Hit to the left side, but right to Dunn. A line drive and caught by Dunn. He took one step to his right. Got a chest-high catch, and quickly two up and two down.
Number four, Blake Ellis.
Now it's up to Blake Ellis. He also flew out to Rocky in center his first time up. Iola still looking for their first hit. They've had a couple of base runners thanks to a couple of errors, but since that second error, Jacobson has retired six in a row. There's a called strike, and it's 0-1. He's got a very nice groove going here early. A must win for Hiawatha here in this potentially two-game affair. Next one a little low and inside. One ball, one strike. We have not had any low-scoring games in this tournament. Not many. 7-6 with Corning and Hiawatha last night was actually our lowest total of the three games that we had. Of course, these two teams played in the semifinals yesterday. Iola winning it 13-10. Here's a 2-1. And that is in there. Called strike, and it's 2-2. Chance to retire the side for a second straight inning. 2-0, 2-2, two outs, bottom three. Lifted high in the air, Rocky again, settling. Jacobson doesn't even look back. He knows it's going to be caught. Yes, sir, it is. Nicely done. Jacobson again retires the side. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Hiawatha leading this title game 2-0.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Brandon Tam and Seth Tollefson here with you on KNZA. Hiawatha, great starts. As we go to the fourth inning here in Concordia, 2-0. They have the lead and a must-win for them to force a winner-take-all game number two after this one. They move the start times up with the heat later this afternoon. McCarnan's first pitch here to Lancaster, a called strike, and the second is also a called strike, so Lancaster quickly behind. No balls and two strikes here to begin the fourth. McCarnan has struck out five, and he delivers, and it's swung on and missed. Strike out number six. It was kind of a checkish kind of swing, but regardless, it went enough around, and Lancaster is down for out number one.
Number five, Cooper Wishrup.
Here is Wishrup, reached on a fielder's choice in his first at bat. Base is empty, one down, top four, 2-0 our score. Hiawatha leading Iola. First pitch called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Wishrup, the right-handed hitter. McCarnan, the left-handed thrower. That one is low and in the dirt, ball one. Two runs, five hits, and four left for Hiawatha. No runs, no hits, two left for Iola. There's a good located pitch there. Fastball in the outside corner, knee high, and it's 1-2. And McCarnan sets. Belt high, kicks and deals. Ground ball right side. Ellis on a belt high hop, fields and fires to first for out number two. Opportunity for McCarnan to retire Hiawatha 1-2-3 for the first time here today. It's up to number nine in the order, number 19 on the jersey, and number five in the field at third base, Gannon Becker. Strikeout victim his first time up and swings and misses at a high fastball. It's no balls and one strike. So far, pretty good pace to this first game here. I say first game could be the only game if Iola rallies for the win, but right now it's Hiawatha leading it 2-0. Here's a 1-1. Nearly hit him, but he jumped out of the way, and it's two balls and one strike. Hiawatha's had a base runner in every inning, threatening to end that streak here in the fourth, but now Becker's got the advantage at three balls and one strike. Next pitch was a little bit outside. So here's a 3-1, and it's outside again, ball four. So they do continue that trend with a base runner every inning. Two-out walk. We'll get it back to Josh Smith, who has been solid so far. Two singles and a run scored. Him and Rocky have led the charge here in the early going. Al Bloff is the catcher going out to have a quick one-on-one. Second time he has done that with his pitcher, Brandon McCarnon. Well, let's see if Hiawatha post 6-6 can put together a little bit of a rally here. Trying to extend on a 2-0 lead. First pitch off speed, a little bit upstairs for ball one. When you're a left-handed pitcher, you get a good look at the runner at first. Not much of a lead for Becker. Next pitch runs inside, but clipped the corner, and it's 1-1. 1-1 outside, 2 balls and 1 strike. A 2-out walk has Becker at first base. 2-1 count here on Josh Smith. Third time coming up here. We're just in the fourth. The 2-1 is lifted in the air and out of play, foul. And now even Stevens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. No chance here for McCarnon to get out of the inning. Keep this game at a 2-0 score. McCarnon kicks, runner takes off and deals. Ground ball, left side, Isbell. And he will let it go foul. That was a very smart play for Isbell. It was so close. It bounced over the bag at third, but just ended on the left side. He thought about fielding it, but made the right call. Pulled up, ended foul. Everybody's got to go back, and we'll do it again, 2-2. If he fielded it, Smith has plenty of speed. It would have been a close play over there at first. But nonetheless, 2-2 count, 2 outs, 1 on. 2-0 our score, top 4. McCarnon sets, kicks, and deals. Another foul ball. Good battle here between Josh Smith and Brandon McCarnon. Hiawatha needing to win this game to force one more. Winner take all after. I think that's a check swing. There's a stolen base, and they say no go. So positive here for Hiawatha. I thought they were going to ring up Smith on the check swing. And in the process, Becker stealing second and got under the tag. And then they appealed down to first, and the first base umpire said he did not go around. And now a called time with a full count here on Josh Smith. And I think they're going to check on Gannon Becker at second, who's a little shaken up after sliding in on that steal. He's got his hands on his knees, and I just want to make sure he is okay. He's got the helmet off, holding it on the left hip, and coaching staff out there just checking on him, making sure he's okay. Good time to let you know our coverage brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they are helping you get there safely. And also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week. Brandon Tam and Seth Tollefson here on KNZA. 2-0 Hiawatha leading Iola, the AA State Tournament Championship game. First game today, potentially could have another if Hiawatha wins. They need this game to force a winner-take-all. Coaching staff exits. Looks like Becker is okay. Nice sportsmanship from Ellis at second, giving him a tap, making sure he's good as well. So nicely done on both sides. Big-time spot here. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 1 on. Pitch by McCarnon. Swing and a miss. He got him. Pulled the string with an off-speed pitch, and after all that, Hiawatha is going to come up empty. But they have the lead. We're halfway in and halfway to go. 2-0 our score here on KNZA.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Bonanza Land Radio.
Halfway in, halfway home here in this championship game, a Monday mid-morning start between Hiawatha and Iola. Double-A Legion State Baseball Championship Tournament, top two teams coming in, top two teams left. Right now, Hiawatha in a must-win, leading Iola 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Cooper Jacobson back to work. He has been dynamite. He's had some great defense behind him for the most part. And the two runs scored in the third, RBIs by Rocky and Dunn, the difference so far in this game. Brandon Tabman, Seth Tollefson, appreciate it very much. Shout out to the sponsors as well. All weekend long, helping make our broadcast here in Concordia possible. So here we go. Jacobson back to work. He'll get 3, 4, and 5 in the Iola order, starting here with the right fielder, Rogan Weir, who reached on an error his first time up. First pitch in the bottom of the fourth, off speed outside for ball one. So that first inning, Jacobson got the first two batters to fly out to Rocky in center, but then back-to-back fielding errors put Iola in business with runners at the corners with two down. But he got McCarnon to ground out to Josh Smith at second to end that threat. Really, Iola hasn't threatened at all since then. A 2-0 is in there for a called strike, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Weir had a 2-RBI double in their win last night over Hiawatha. Just missed on the outside corner. Fans wanted that one. They did not get it. And it's now 3 balls and 1 strike. Leading off the bottom of the fourth, Hiawatha leading 2-0. Ground ball right to the vacuum cleaner, and Sam Dunn fields with the backhand, but a low throw and bailed out by the first baseman, Caden Smith. Nicely done both ways for out number one.
Number 17, Trey Summer.
Here's Trey Summer. Reached on a strikeout and a throwing error. So he's recorded with the strikeout. He swung at a pitch in the dirt. It kicked away from Lancaster, and then the throw to first got away, which put him on. But, again, no harm, no foul in that inning. Jacobson's first pitch to Summer is in there for a called strike. Jacobson has a nice groove going right now. Jacobson, left foot on, right foot off, turns and fires. Just missed outside, 1 ball, 1 strike. Base is empty, 1 down. Bottom of the fourth inning, Hiawatha leading 2-0. Here's the kick and the deal. Bunt shown, and the pitch was in the dirt. Summer pulled back, and it's ball two. Summer had an RBI double in the win last night. He was also the starting pitcher, gave up 4 hits, 3 earned runs, and had 7 strikeouts. But here in this game today, he is out in center field. 2-1 by Jacobson, just a bit outside. Well, he started with Weir, and Weir jumped ahead 3-1, but grounded out to short. Now Summer here, a 3-1 count. Jacobson kicks and fires. Low and inside, ball four. A one out base runner for Iola here in the fourth. That'll bring up Brandon McCarnon, the pitcher.
Number 20, Brandon McCarnon.
The first base runner for Iola since the first inning. The only 2 runs for Hiawatha, the only 2 runs in the game in the third. Now we get the rare left-on-left matchup here. Jacobson sets. Good look at first. Summer jumps off the bag, and the first pitch in there for a called strike. McCarnon grounded out to Josh Smith at second base, who made a nice play to end that first inning. He is open on his stance from the left side. A little soft toss to Caden over there at first base, and Summer is back in quickly, safely. No balls, 1 strike, 1 out, 1 on. Halfway in, halfway home here in this championship game. Shout out Concordia, great workers here. Hospitality's been great. And excited to have this coverage here on this championship Monday. Here's a pitch that's outside and it gets away, and that allows Summer to get to second. He took off anyway, so he certainly was going with the steal, and then that fastball just whizzed outside and went past Lancaster. So now Iola as a runner at second base and one out. One ball, one strike. The counts here on McCarnin. 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 And he ducks out of the way of that one inside, and it's 2-1. Taps the plate twice. Shakes the left hand. Flips it back above his head, and now he grounds it to the right side. This is foul. And we even up the count. 2 balls and 2 strikes. These two teams have a combined record of 59-17. Iola, the 1 seed coming in. Hiawatha, the 2 seed coming in. Started with 8. We're down to 2. Next pitch outside, and the count runs full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Grady Doherty due up next. Iola trying to get on the board. They trail 2-0 here in the bottom of the 4th. Trying to win their 3rd straight state title. Hiawatha wants to end that run for sure. There's a foul ball, reaching out for one and staying alive at 3-2. Runner at second is Summer after a walk and a steal. First base runner since the 1st for Iola. Big 3-2 coming up. Here's the kick and deal. And got him with the curveball. Swing and miss. Way out in front was McCarnin. And believe it or not, just strikeout number 2 and now 2 outs. Boy, he was fooled. And just kind of waved the bat, trying to at least get a piece to stay alive. He got nothing but air. Felt the breeze back here. 2 outs, 1 on. Here's Doherty. Runner takes off. Pitches inside. Lancaster's throw is... Ooh, bang, bang, but he's safe. Wow, what a throw by Lancaster. But Summer is in. So he is 90 feet away from scoring Iola's 1st run of the game. Boy, that was as close as you could get. This was the major leagues. That might go to a review. But we are not. This is AA American Legion Baseball. Runner at 3rd, 2 down, bottom 4. First pitch here is a swing and a miss to Doherty for strike number 1. He grounded out to short, which was the 1st out in the 2nd inning. Summer at 3rd, 2 down. Jacobson trying to keep the goose egg on the board. Next pitch a little bit low for ball 1. And a throw home is in time. They tried to catch him off guard with the steal. Lancaster threw it back to the pitcher in Jacobson, and the runner at 3rd, Summer, broke for home, and a bang-bang play again goes to Hiawatha this time, and they get out of the jam with the 0 still on the board. What a wild end to that inning. 2-0 our score. We're back after this.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Hiawatha still leading this game 2-0 against Iola. AA Legion State Baseball Championship here in Concordia. Back to it. Start of the 5th inning. Here's Jacobson, who has pitched very, very well for Hiawatha right now. And he takes a first pitch outside. Ball number 1 from Brandon McCarnin. 2 runs in the 3rd. The difference in the game right now. There's a called strike here to Jacobson. 1 ball, 1 strike. He struck out in his 1st at bat and put down a nice sacrifice bunt. Now he rips it to the right side, but right at the 2nd baseman in Ellis, who goes down to a knee to make the catch for the out. Well struck, but right at Ellis. And a line out to 2nd for out number 1. Here's Rocky. two for two, two doubles, an RBI, and a run scored. As rock solid as any player on this roster. Now he grounds it to the left side. Isbell fields, but I think they're going to call a foul ball there. Not sure. He grounded it to third, but the umpire stopped the play. Not sure if he hit it off his foot or something or off a body part and it went into play, but it was hard to tell. It just looked like a ground ball, but Rocky has to come back, and it will be strike number one. Base is empty, one out here in the top of the fifth. Hiawatha 2, Iola nothing. State championship here in Concordia. Now a ground ball. Going to be a tough play, and in into center field for a base hit. After a diving effort by Cloud, came up a little bit short. Might have clipped his glove a little bit. But either way, Rocky again now 3 for 3. Two doubles now, a single with one out in the fifth. Here's Dunn. Produced a run with a sacrifice fly. And he has also got a strikeout on the resume here today. Rocky at first, one out. There he goes, takes off, pitches high. Here's the throw to second, and it is not in time. He got behind the tag. And he will be in there with a steal. Rocky to second base, one out. 1-0 the count here on Dunn. Carnan looking back at second. A lefty kicks, fires to Dunn. It is high, 2-0. If the throw was more inside of the bag at second, Rocky is probably out. But Cloud had to reach the shortstop kind of behind him and then swing his arm all the way through. By the time he got that tag around, Rocky just got in there. 3 balls, no strikes here. The count on Dunn. Good advantage for him. And he takes it high and inside. Ball 4. The coffee pot is brewing here in the top of the fifth for Hiawatha. 2 on and 1 out, trying to build on a 2-0 lead. Rocky at second, now Dunn occupying first. Now Caden Smith, who has been good all tournament long. He had a double in his first, or in the second at bat, I should say, and then a strikeout in his first at bat. Now he hits it in the air, right side. Foul territory, though, playable for Doherty at first, and he makes the catch on the right side of the line. So that's a tough break, and now 2 outs. It is up to Brant Barnhill, who is 0 for 2. Strikeout and a ground out. Rocky at second, Sam Dunn at first. 2 outs here in the top of the fifth. Hiawatha leading this game 2-0. McCarnan's first pitch is a fastball belt high for strike number one. Hiawatha needs this game to force a winner-take-all championship game after this. If Iola rallies, they will be crowned the champs. Double elimination, Iola 3-0. Hiawatha entering at 3-1. 1 ball, 1 strike now on Barnhill. Carnan looks back at second, kicks and fires. It is high. Loftus faked the throw to first. And it got done back in there, but nonetheless, he's all good. 2 balls and 1 strike. McCarnan deals. It is low, 3-1. Lucas Lancaster on deck as Hiawatha tries to extend on a 2-run lead as we are approaching the late innings. Here's the pitch. Hit to the right side and a diving stop. Ellis to second. Incredible defensive play. Again, saving a run. Isbell did it earlier in the game at third, and now Ellis saving a run here to end the top of the fifth. Tough break for Hiawatha, but they still have the lead. We're 4.5 deep, and they lead it 2-0.
Farming, it's the life. Indeed it is. The life of long planting and harvest hours. The life of our faith and family. The life of small towns and honest people. It's also the life of buying crop inputs, fertilizer, chemicals, and seed. To help manage risk in those inputs, buy DeKalb and Asgro Seed. Call Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
Working together, securing tomorrow. That's Maximum Insurance, an independent insurance agency with offices in Hiawatha, Horton, and Atchison. Online at MaximumInsuranceLLC.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on 103.9. Brandon Tam and Seth Tollison back in our Hiawatha studios. Speaking of Hiawatha, they're playing in a championship game today here in Concordia. And right now they have a 2-0 lead over the two-time champs in Iola Post 15. They got to win this game, and if they do, they will force a winner-take-all game right afterwards. But if Iola rallies, they will be the champs once again. But Cooper Jacobson rock solid on the hill. He is not allowed a hit, and he steps on the rubber, and we'll get Doherty, Isbell, and Page. Two runs in the third for Hiawatha. RBI double by Ashton Rocky and a sack fly by Sam Dunn. Iola has made two very good defensive plays, one by Isbell at third, and in that last inning, Ellis at second base, and those two saving more than likely two runs. So those plays aren't made. Hiawatha could be up 4-0, but now it's staying at 2-0 right now as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Here is Doherty. As he will step in from the right side, Jacobson kicks and deals. And he is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Doherty was up at the end of the fourth inning, but Trey Summer was caught trying to steal home. What was a bang-bang play, and now this one is launched out of play, foul down the left field line, and Doherty is quickly down. No balls, two strikes. Jacobson, he has struck out two here today. Here's an 0-2. Ooh, just missed outside. One ball, two strikes. Good locale on that pitch, but just did not get the call. Jacobson sets, kicks, and deals. Ground ball. Done on a nice hop with the backhand, and it's pulled down by Smith at first for the out. Plugging in the vacuum cleaner again with Dunn at short. One up, one down.
Number 8, Tyler Isbell.
Here's Kyler Isbell. Base is empty, one down, bottom five, 2-0 Hiawatha. Isbell is first time up, a little pop out to the catcher in Lancaster in foul territory. Jacobson sets, 1 foot on the rubber, turns, kicks, and fires. Just missed inside, ball number one. So the only chance Iola has had, they had those two runners on thanks to a couple of errors in the first, and then Summer trying to get one on the board with that steal attempt at home in the fourth, but caught. And now Iola, they haven't really been able to do much since then, or really anywhere else. Here's a 2-0. Outside, three balls, no strikes here on Isbell with Logan Page due up next. Here is the windup and delivery. That is in there for a called strike. Now 3-1. Well, Jacobson has been rock solid again. He has not exhausted a ton of pitches. I know he was right at 30 after 3, and there's a called strike. Isbell chucked the bat. He thought it was ball 4. We've seen it enough times. Batters just cannot assume it's ball 4 because it is a called strike 95% of the time. At least it has been in this tournament. Here's a big 3-2. Swing and a miss. What a comeback there. Maybe Isbell, don't want to say he deserved that, but you can't assume. And now you go on the back end, right back to the bench, a little upset, thinking it was ball 4. Now you swing and miss. And a beautiful off-speed pitch, and now just like that, 2 down and nobody on. Third strikeout for Jacobson. It's up to Logan Page, trying to keep it moving. Grounded out to first to end the second inning, his first time up. First pitch is low and inside for ball number 1. Plays back and up in the box from the left side. High fastball missing, 2-0. 2-0 Hiawatha. Final two teams remain here in Concordia. Hiawatha has got to hold on to play one more. That next pitch a little bit high, and it's 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Here is the kick and delivery. Once again, it is in there for a strike. Page was leaning towards throwing the bat. Now he's got to settle back in. It's 3-1. The pitch is fouled away. And now it's 3-2. Well, don't say I didn't warn you. You just can't assume it is ball four. Wait till the umpire tells you to go. 3-2. Lifted in the air. Right side. Barnhill running in. A little bit towards the gap. Eyes it and makes the catch for the out. Just like that, three up and three down once again. Jacobson, cruise control, no doubt about it. Five in, two to go. Right now it's a 2-0 Hiawatha lead.
Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand with so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery, and treat yourself.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Well, we've got our first pitching change here for Iola, the defending champs. Take off Brandon McCarnon. Corbin Cloud is going to be, or correction, no, let me see, make sure I got this right. It is a new pitcher, I believe. Okay, it is Cole Mathis, I beg your pardon, who is off the bench. Right now, Hiawatha leading this game 2-0. So four innings pitched for McCarnon. Pretty solid, but not a chance for the win for him. And Mathis off the bench. So defensively, the alignments will stay the same for Iola as they, again, trail Hiawatha 2-0 here as we go to the correction top of the sixth. We are done with five. So an opportunity here for Hiawatha. Let's see if they can put something together, add to a 2-0 lead. Would love some insurance here late. Mathis, the right-hander, fires into Lancaster. High chopper, Cloud at short, field, sidearm throw in time for the out. That did not take long. One pitch, one out. Sam Lancaster retired. He is 0-2 with a walk, and now Cooper Wishrup. He has reached on a fielder's choice, and he has grounded out to second. Base is empty, one out, top six, 2-0 Hiawatha. Needing to hold on to Orsa, winner take all. Championship game after this. If Iola rallies, they will be the champions. Quick time called by the ump here. And now it's the okay. Wishrup steps in. So Mathis now dealing. And a knee-high fastball called strike number one. Wishrup from the right side and lifts it out to left field, but just foul. Probably 3 or 4 feet left of the line. He is quickly in protection mode. It is 0-2. Mathis, a tall right-hander wearing jersey number 11, striped socks, pants pulled to the knees. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him down. Fastball belt high, and Wishrup well behind it. Missed it. And two up and two down here in the sixth. First strikeouts for Mathis. McCarnon, five innings. And he gave up the two runs on six hits, and he had seven strikeouts. So good start for McCarnon, but no chance for the win as Hiawatha is leading 2-0. Here's the pitch by Mathis. That is in there for a called strike, and it is 0-1 here on Gannon Becker. He is 0-1 with a walk and a stolen base. Or correction, nope, take that back. It is Dalton Siebenmorgen. Beg your pardon, so we got a pitch hitter here. The first time we have seen him at the plate. And he will ground it to the left side and foul. They used him last night in the Corning game as a courtesy runner. And he was definitely utilized a little bit more in the zone tournament last weekend. Now getting an opportunity to bat in the championship. On a 1-2 count. Takes it high. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mathis trying to go 3 up, 3 down. Another foul ball. Oh, and Stephen Morgan slips and falls. Awkward swing there and pops up and is going to walk it off. Kind of an awkward swing at a pitch that was low, barely caught a piece, and then kind of swung himself down to the turf. And a little smile, he's up, good to go, but now has to reset. 2-2. Mathis's pitch is lifted out to left field and a base hit. How about it for Stephen Morgan off the bench? A 2-out base hit to left field. And that'll bring up Josh Smith. Enough muscle and hustle to get it out into left, and he is at first with 2 down. So first time Mathis has to go out of the stretch. Here's Josh Smith. The fourth time he is 2 for 3, 2 singles, a run, and a strikeout. Mathis' first pitch is outside for ball 1. 2-0 Hiawatha, leading in the top of the 6th. Runner at first, 2 down. Mathis staggered stance with the stretch, and this one is fouled away. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. A ground out and a strikeout quickly by Lancaster and Wishrup started the inning, and then Stephen Morgan pitch hitting with 2 outs in the spot for Becker, and he hit a single to left field. And there's one a little bit low. Now 2 balls and 1 strike here on Josh Smith. He was 0-for-5 with 2 strikeouts in the loss last night to Iola. And that pitch is low and outside. It gets away, and Stephen Morgan dancing his way up to second base. And now the count 3-1 on Josh Smith. That will be a wild pitch. Boy, how clutch would a 2-out base knock be here for Josh Smith? He's got a hitter-friendly count at 3-1. Now the umpire walking out towards the mound. I think he's looking to get Mathis a new baseball. And looks like they will swap one out. And the umpire taking his time, getting back to his spot. And we get the mask on, settle back in, and here we go. 3 balls, 1 strike. 2 outs, runner at second. Top of the 6th, Hiawatha leading 2-0. Josh Smith standing in. Here's the pitch by Mathis. It is inside, ball 4. So Josh has now reached in 3 of his 4 at-bats, and here we go. Cooper Jacobson, 2 on and 2 outs. He has had a little more success pitching in this game than hitting. He did have a sack bunt that led to a run in the 3rd. He's also struck out and is lined out to 2nd. The umpires again discussing something. And it looks like Hiawatha is going to a courtesy runner. So Stephen Morgan is going to be taken off 2nd base. All right, so let's get back to it here. 2 on and 2 outs. First pitch to Jacobson by Mathis is high for ball 1.
We got Michael Jensen
in,
number 6.
It is Jensen, who is the now courtesy runner for Stephen Morgan. There's a called strike there. 1 ball, 1 strike. Jensen pitched yesterday, but his first appearance here today, and there's a wave and miss and an off-speed pitch, and now Jacobson is down in the count. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 2 on and 2 outs here in the top of the 6th. Hiawatha leading 2-0, their lone 2 in the 3rd. Zeros the rest of the way. Here's the pitch. Good eye, just a little bit high. And it's 2-2. Champion will be crowned here today. Hiawatha needs to hold on to force a winner-take-all game right afterwards. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, 3-2. It is full. So after two quick outs, a single and a walk. And now a 3-2 count here on Jacobson with the ever-so-dangerous Ashton Rocky due up next. Here's the 3-2. And he fouled it away. Both runners took off. Jensen at second, Smith at first, but now they got to go back. I think Jacobson looked back to the umpire and asked, was that a strike? It was probably a little above the belt high on a fastball, and now has to settle again. Ball four, it's inside, and the bases are loaded for Ashton Rocky. What an at-bat there for Cooper Jacobson. So Jensen, the courtesy runner at third. Josh Smith to second. Jacobson occupying first. Two outs. Bases juiced. Can Rocky do it again? He is 3-for-3, and he hits it well out into left field, and it drops in front of Page for a base hit. One run is in. Here comes number two. He will score, and it's another big-time knock for Ashton Rocky. The lead is doubled up. It is 4-0. Incredible two-out rally here for Post 66. Jensen scores with ease. Josh Smith, too much athleticism. They weren't going to get him. Jacobson goes first to third. It'll be a two RBI single and then the throw home, allowing Rocky to get to second. He is 4-for-4. And they're going to bring out Jacobson. And Hageman is going to come in and be the courtesy runner now at third base. What a two-out run here to extend this lead. 4-0 in the top of the sixth, and now they still have him at second and third with two down, and here's Dunn. Umpire making his notes with the courtesy runners. This has all happened with two outs. Mathis has to settle in. First pitch to Dunn is in there for a called strike. Dunn struck out in the first, did a sack fly in the third, and walked in the fifth. The 0-1, swing and a miss, good. Off-speed pitch, a little bit low, swung over the top of it, and Dunn has to settle in here. He's down 0-2. Mathis out of the windup here, and that one is low. Good stop by the catcher, and Bluffis, that might have saved a run if it got away a little bit farther. And it's 1-2. A monster two-out base knock for Ashton Rocky has extended Hiawatha's lead to 4-0 in the top of the sixth. Another low pitch in the dirt. Another good stop by the catcher, and it's 2-2. Hiawatha needs this win to force a winner-take-all. But Iola still have two opportunities to bat. Here's the pitch. Ground ball hits off of Mathis's glove. It's second. The play to first, not in time. Ellis couldn't get it in time off the deflection of the glove to the left side of the mound, and another run is in. It's 5-0. An infield hit for Dunn, an RBI. Rocky goes to third. Hageman, the courtesy runner, scores. They have scored three with two outs in the inning. And still, they're at the corners. Here's Caden Smith. He is 1-for-3 with a double. What a two-out rally being put together here. Runner takes off, throw to second. It's cut off, and they were trying to get Rocky to go home. He is a veteran player. He was not having that. So now Dunn to second. Rocky still at third. Two down. Smith waiting for the first delivery here by Mathis. Check swing, but a called strike, and it's 0-1. Lancaster grounded out to short. Wishrup struck out to begin this inning. Then a walk, a single, and a single after that. Has produced three key insurance runs for Hiawatha late. And still an opportunity for more. 1-1 here on Caden Smith. Wanted to swing, but he held off. Nicely done. 2-1. Pitch was high. A base hit. Could give him potentially a touchdown lead. That one is outside. Correction, I was off. It was 3-1, and that one is outside. Ball four. Base is loaded. Two outs. Here is Brant Barnhill. Hiawatha, they have officially batted around here in the sixth. Mathis sets and fires. And it runs inside, and it hits him. And it's 6-0, post 66. It is falling apart for Iola here in the sixth inning. Wow. Lancaster, who started the inning with a ground out, will come up again, and now Iola finally will have a meeting on the hill, and they will take Mathis off the bump. Rough go for him here in the sixth. Four runs, all with two outs, and we'll step aside. Hiawatha in a must-win game. They lead it right now, 6-0.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or SkyviewEquipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
Working together, securing tomorrow. That's Maximum Insurance, an independent insurance agency with offices in Hiawatha, Horton, and Atchison. Online at MaximumInsuranceLLC.com.
Exciting news, Seneca. Rainbow is going all in with fiber to the home. We're expanding our fiber optic network to deliver faster, more reliable internet straight to your doorstep. With the help of our contractors, NCS and D'Aguilar, we're investing $5.2 million in nearly 65 miles of fiber, bringing symmetrical speeds up to 2 gigabits per second. Get ready for improved connectivity that enhances your home value and supports remote work. Join us in growing a superior broadband network. Stay tuned, Seneca, for updates and visit our website at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Kansaland Radio.
Iola has had to go to the bullpen for a second time here in the sixth. Four runs, all with two outs for Hiawatha, and they lead this game 6-0. They have the bases loaded still with two down. Ryan Golden, the new pitcher, a tall right-hander, steps up, and the first pitch to Lancaster is outside for ball one. Lancaster started this inning with a ground out to short. Now has a second chance here to extend. Here's a throw down to first and back in safely. Good job by the first baseman and Doherty to save that one from going all the way out into right field, which would have potentially scored at least one, maybe two. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, left side. Cloud at short. Fields it nicely. Takes his time. Good throw in time for the out. But damage done, to say the least. With two outs and nobody on, Hiawatha would follow by sending 10 to the plate and scoring four runs. In a must-win game, Hiawatha leading 6-0.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer, too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprise. People, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years experience, commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Give Luke a call, 785-851-0785. And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. Online, sailorinsurance.com. Well, Hiawatha in a dandy spot here. In a must-win game, they have a 6-0 lead over Iola going into the bottom of the sixth inning. Championship game here today and a must-win to force a winner-take-all. Game number two, right after this one. Jacobson, a rhythm to him, back to work on the hill. Iola has six outs to spare and a lot of work to do. First pitch here to Avery Bluffis. The catcher is outside for ball one. 9-1-2 in the Iola post-15 order here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. That is a called strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Jacobson has struck out 3 in his start here today and has kept Iola off the board. They have really only threatened twice as there is a called strike on the inside corner, 1-2. Jacobson sets, kicks, and deals. Wanted to swing. He held off. Blofus did and took one outside, 2-2. After 2 errors in the first with 2 outs, Iola had him at the corners, but came up empty. And then Summer in the fourth tried to steal home, and he was caught, and that was their only other opportunity. There's a swing and a miss by Blofus, and down he goes. Strikeout number 4 for Jacobson. And here's Corbin Cloud, the shortstop. He is 0 for 2, a fly out to center, and a line out to short. Here's the pitch by Jacobson. Just missed inside for ball number 1. Still overcast conditions, sunshine expected early afternoon. They moved up the start time on this game here today with a heat advisory in effect later on, and right now very calm and as cool as you could be for still a hot day. 2 balls, no strikes now here on Corbin Cloud. Jacobson sets and deals. It is hit to center field, and that drops in for a hit. So much needed for Iola. Well, and there it went. That is the first hit of the game for Iola. Trying to keep it quiet. I think I referenced no hits earlier. I certainly didn't want to bring in the announcer jinx, at least now, but Iola needed it, a one-out single, and that'll bring up Blake Ellis. Ellis is 0 for 2. He has hit it to center field twice, and Rocky out there has caught it twice. Now Jacobson throws to first. Right now, Hiawatha in control, 6-0 here in the bottom of the 6th. A must-win game. Iola, a base runner at first, 1 out. Now the pitch by Jacobson, a called strike knee high, and it's 0-1. Now these two teams played a 13-10 semifinal last night, with Iola getting the win. And Hiawatha followed by beating Corning in the late game to back their way into this championship. So again, needing to win twice here today to claim the crown. And they are doing what they are supposed to do, at least right now in this first game. No balls, 1 strike here on Ellis. The pitch is inside for a ball. There's the steal. There's the throw, and just got away from Josh Smith. If he caught it and applied a tag, it would have been close, but unable to back up the missed opportunity there. So a stolen base by Cloud. He's in the scoring position with 1 out. Right now the count, 1-1 here on Ellis. Jacobson cruising along here, pitching into the 6th. Here's the pitch. It is a ground ball left side and just foul. 1-2. Becker was charging in at it and just fielded left side of the line. 1-2, 1 out. Runner at 2nd. 6-0 Hiawatha here in the bottom of the 6th against the defending champs. High fly ball left field. Wishrup backing, still backing, and makes the catch. Runner's going to try to tag to 3rd. Here's the throw in, but not in time. So deep enough to get Cloud to 3rd, but you will take the out, no doubt about it. And now it's up to Rogan Weir, who is 0 for 2, but he has reached on an error. Runner at 3rd, 2 down. Jacobson trying to complete 6 quality innings. You're in a must-win game. Here's the pitch. It is low for 1. Weir reached on an error in the 1st and grounded out to short, which was the first out of the 4th inning. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Good pitch there, and it's 1-1. The 4-run 6th inning for Hiawatha, Iola had to burn 2 pitchers. Here's the pitch. Got him on the outside corner, 1-2. Chance to get out of it. Still Iola holding a 0. Here's the pitch. He reaches out for it, grounds it to Josh Smith at second, close play at first, but they get it in time for the out. Six shutout innings for Cooper Jacobson in a must-win game here on this Championship Monday. A chance for more insurance as we head to the seventh. Hiawatha leading this game 6-0.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let the Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow the Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at the Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Farmers, what are you looking for in soybean seed for next year? Let me help you answer the question. Are you looking for top yield potential, crop safety without sacrificing superior weed control? This sounds like Asgro soybean varieties to me. Trusted and consistent performance with elite genetics. For everything you're looking for in soybean seed, look to Asgro. Call Howard Seed today. Howard Seed, proudly supporting Kansas State Athletics.
KNZA.
We head to the seventh inning here on a KNZA. Hiawatha post 66, a 6-0 lead on the defending champs in Iola, needing it to force a winner-take-all game after this one. It has been an incredible start and day for Cooper Jacobson. No runs and just one hit allowed. And Hiawatha coming up here in the seventh against Ryan Golden, trying to add some insurance again. They put up four in the sixth, all with two outs. And Wishrup leads it off. It's one ball, no strike. Took one inside. Here's the tall righty in Golden. That one in the dirt. And it's 2-0. Wishrup has reached on a fielder's choice. He has grounded out to second, and he has struck out swinging. But he is in front here. Two balls, no strikes here in the seventh. Golden's pitch is in there for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Golden, little nod, yes to that sign, kicks and fires. It is in there, breaking ball, called strike number two. So from 2-0 to 2-2, 6-0 Hiawatha in the seventh. Here is the windup and delivery. High ground ball, bouncing twice, and the spin kicks it left, and somehow that ball's going to end in foul territory. Wow, what a play. Great job by Isbell. It was basically hit high in the air, maybe off the plate, between the foul line and the pitcher's mound. And when it hit that first high bounce, it had some gnarly spin and kicked it straight left. Isbell watched it hit the ground and just let it roll foul. We have to come back and do it again at 2-2. Here it is. Just inside. Three balls, two strikes. Michael Jensen is on deck. And a line drive to the right side, but foul. So Jensen's going to be the third hitter in the ninth spot in the order today. Jensen came on as a courtesy runner in that last inning. Becker started, had two at-bats, and then the ninth spot in the sixth inning, it was Sieben Morgan who had a single and a run scored. Or correction, just a single. Then a courtesy runner came in for him, but there is a pitch low and inside, ball number four. Good at-bat for Wishrup, and that brings up Jensen.
Number six, Michael Jensen.
First at-bat in the game for Michael Jensen. He pitched a little bit yesterday, hasn't been utilized a ton over the course of this weekend, but now an opportunity in this championship game. Hiawatha needing to get the win. Here is a ground ball. Ellis at second. The second for one. Throw to first is in time. Double play. 4-6-3, and just like that, two outs. Or a correction, 4-6, Trey on the DP. So now two outs, base is empty for Josh Smith. His fifth time up here today. He has singled, he has struck out, and he has walked and scored two runs. First pitch by Golden is taken for strike number one. Tall right-hander kicks the knee high and throws in a high fastball, missing. One ball, one strike. Likes the sign, kicks and deals to Josh. It is low and in the dirt, and it's 2-1. singled in the first, singled and scored in the third, struck out swinging in the fourth, and walked and scored in the four-run sixth. Two balls, one strike. Here's the kick and deal by Golden. And it's hit out towards center field and past a leaping cloud and in there for a base hit. A two-out knock, and the inning continues for Cooper Jacobson. Now Josh Smith, he has reached in four of his five at-bats today. Well, the four-run rally in the sixth started with two outs and nobody on. A similar situation here in the seventh. Let's see what they do. Jacobson takes a first pitch strike, and it's 0-1. Sensational day pitching for Cooper Jacobson. And at the plate, he has walked and scored. He has lined out. He has hit a sack butt, and he has struck out. Runner takes off. Pitch is high. Throw to second. Not in time. Stolen base for Josh Smith. Pitch was high, so Jacobson now one ball, one strike. Bats from the left side. A little choked up on the bats. Slight bend to the knees. Wiggle above the left shoulder. Here's the pitch. Bends in there, and a called strike number two. One ball, two strikes. Josh Smith at second, two down. 6-0 Hiawatha, the must-win game. Here's Golden's delivery. It is high. 2-2. Golden, the third pitcher utilized in this game for Iola. Here's the windup and delivery and a foul ball. Good cut there, just couldn't quite get the barrel on the meat of the ball, and it stays two balls, two strikes. Golden sets, looking back. Josh at second, now fires. And a little looper out towards shallow right center field. It drops in for a hit, and Josh turns the brakes on it third. The fans thought he should have gone. He probably should have. They're going to be at the corners. Now it's up to Ashton Rocky. Well, the reaction from both coaches at first and third, wondering why maybe he did not go. Well, it's okay. You're still up six. They're at the corners with two down, and now the hottest hitter in the game, it's Ashton Rocky. He is 4-for-4. Two doubles, two singles, two ribbies, two runs. First pitch by Golden to him is popped up in the air, right side, should end the inning. Ellis under it, and he does make the catch. So a chance for a run, they don't get it. But nonetheless, three outs away from a winner-take-all game here today. Hiawatha in control. It is 6-0.
Summer and ice cream, they go hand in hand. And with extended summer hours, the Hiawatha Creamery thinks you need some premium award-winning ice cream in your hand. With so many great flavors and with so many toppings available. Or you can do shakes, malts, floats, sandwiches, banana splits, or just pick up a pint and take it home. The Hiawatha Creamery is open from noon till 10 p.m. every day with live music every Saturday night starting at 8. But summer is short, so indulge today. The Hiawatha Creamery, and treat yourself.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KNZA.
Cooper Jacobson in Hiawatha, three outs away from forcing a winner-take-all championship game here in Concordia. The AA Legion Baseball Tournament coming down to the final day. Day number four started on Friday afternoon, and we're cruising into Monday afternoon. And what a dominant day for Cooper Jacobson as he will try to go the distance, his team leading 6-0. Over the two-time defending champs in Iola. Our broadcast brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Locally owned and operated for 117 years. Also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. Shout out Seth Tollefson, our studio producer. Kirk Kilman, manning the ship the rest of the weekend as well. Putting in the good hours here, helping us bring you this coverage all weekend long. Three outs away from a winner-take-all game right after this. Jacobson absolutely sensational on the bump, and he needs three more outs. Here is Trey Sommer. First pitch in the dirt, ball number one. Iola sent five to the plate in the first, and that was thanks to a couple of two-out errors. And since then, Jacobson has faced the minimum in every inning since. There's a foul ball there by Sommer. 1-1 the counts. McCarnan and Doherty also do up this inning for Iola. Not much doing for them in this one, and there is a swing and a miss. And it's one ball, two strikes. Jacobson just looks as calm, cool, and collective as he has since the first inning. And there is a swing and a miss, and down he goes. That is five strikeouts for Jacobson. Hiawatha two outs away from the victory. Here is Brandon McCarnan. He is 0 for 2. He is grounded out. And he is struck out. Well, you can't jinx it when it's already happened, but Jacobson has given up just one hit in this game. A couple of errors and a walk have given Iola a few more base-running opportunities, but the lone hit was a one-out single by Cloud in the sixth. One ball, no strikes. One out, base is empty in the seventh. 6-0 Hiawatha. There's the pitch, and it's a little upstairs for ball two. Considering this is game number five for Hiawatha and the rules in place in terms of how you utilize the pitching, the fact they kept Jacobson off and being able to keep him fresh for this game today is very impressive, and that's a credit to the coaching staff for Hiawatha. Here is a 3-0, and it's outside ball four, so a one-out walk will bring up Grady Doherty. A couple of ground outs to the shortstop in Dunn, and Jacobson will have to go back to the stretch. Hasn't utilized that position much here today. First pitch to Doherty. Swing and a miss at a fastball for strike one. One out, one on. Bottom of the seventh inning. Hiawatha cruise control. 6-0 their lead. Trying to close it out. And there's another swing and miss. And it's 0-2. Jacobson sets. Only McCarnan, no threats, and first to steal currently. And now there's the pitch and a foul ball. Thought it was strike three. Thought Lancaster secured the foul tip, but just popped out of his glove, so still 0-2. Only the fourth base runner of the game with McCarnan at first. That one low and outside to Doherty. Now one ball, two strikes. They had the two runners on in the first thanks to back-to-back two-out errors. They had a walk in the fourth, but ultimately a runner that was caught stealing home. And there is a swing and a miss, and down goes Doherty for out number two. Six strikeouts for Jacobson. Hiawatha one out away from a winner-take-all title game.
Number eight, Tyler.
A dominant outing. Jacobson needs one more. McCarnan at first. First pitch, popped up, right side, foul territory. Caden Smith under it, makes the catch. We will see you for game two. Winner take all coming up as Hiawatha dominates Iola behind a stellar performance. Seven innings, no runs, one hit by Cooper Jacobson with six strikeouts. Our post game is next right after this on KNZA.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For almost 20 years, Mow With An Attitude has been Bad Boy's promise. A promise to lead in zero-turn mower innovation, lead in build quality, lead in comfort and value in every category of mower we build right here in the good old USA. Mowing season's here. Get out your local full-line certified service and parts Bad Boy dealer. Skyview Equipment in St. Joe and Hiawatha or SkyviewEquipment.com. Skyview Equipment, where we are always cultivating, innovating, elevating.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow e-bill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the e-bill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
What are your concerns when choosing an insurance policy? This is Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance. My obligation is to take in your exposures and process a policy to not only cover your risk, but also be competitive in premiums. Our agency represents multiple companies, which can give us the opportunity to customize a policy for all types of insurance. A brief meeting is all that's needed. Call me, Heath Simmer with Maximum Insurance at 742-4499 or visit us on the web, www.MaximumInsuranceLLC.com. Maximum Insurance, working together securing tomorrow.
Kansaland Radio.
Incredible performance here in a must-win game for Hiawatha Post 66. A shutout 6-0 victory over the defending champs and a winner-take-all game coming up here in about 20 minutes or so here in Concordia. One final time between these top two teams and the winner being crowned the 2024 Double A state champions. Before we take that little break, Brandon Tam and Seth Tollefson in a studio. Iola now a 30-7 record after the loss. Hiawatha gets their 30th win of the year. They are 30-11. I'm not going to waste a lot of time with this. Cooper Jacobson, our player of the game, the lefty in a must-win game for his team. Absolutely lights out on the mound. A complete game, one-hit shutout. With two walks and six strikeouts, he did get some good defensive plays behind him, but he had Iola all over the place, and they only had just a handful of base runners throughout the game, and he kept them off the board and confused all day long. So, again, not wasting much time with that, but honorable mention when you look at it offensively, Rocky, his monster tournament continues. He went 4-for-5. With two doubles, a couple of singles, two RBIs, and a two-run scored. The runs for Hiawatha, two in the third. They got a sack fly from Sam Dunn, and then an RBI double by Ashton Rocky. And then the big turning point was four runs, all with two outs in the sixth. They sent 10 to the plate after a ground out and a strikeout. A single, a walk, a two RBI single by Rocky, an RBI single by Dunn, a walk. A bases loaded hit batter by Barnhill. Again, that all happened with two outs. At that point, 6-0. Iola had no chance the way Jacobson was pitching. And he went the distance and is now giving his team a shot. A winner-take-all championship game coming up here in Concordia in about 20 minutes. So, again, Jacobson, our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. We are going to step aside. Seth back in studio. We'll keep you busy for the next 15 minutes or so. And don't go anywhere. We'll come back. State champion, it will be decided here in game number two. Overcast conditions, top two teams with Hiawatha and Iola. Game two coming up in about.